Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Today, I want to tell you about a really fun book that I devoured in just two sittings. I started it on Friday evening as soon as it became available as an ebook download from the library, and I finished it Saturday just after lunch. The Mostly True Story of Tanner and Louise by Colleen Oakley is quite an adventure. It's also funny and clever, and in a couple of spots, a little poignant. Imagine being 21 and taking off on a cross-country caper with a fierce, fearless 83-year-old who may or may not be a notorious criminal. Young Tanner had no idea of the adventures that awaited her when she moved in, mostly against her will, with Louise to, quote-unquote, help look after the octogenarian. Before she knew what was happening, though, the former college soccer star was driving a classic Jaguar from Georgia to California and living on the lam with a woman of many secrets and many surprises. Along the way, the two women learn more about each other and actually begin to like each other a little. And then, when Louise picks up an 80-something man in a bar and invites him for a one-night stand in her motel room, Tanner decides there is definitely much more to the older lady than one would ever suspect. I love the conversation the two women have about men. While flirting with the bartender, who is about her age, Louise asks Tanner if young men are better lovers nowadays than they were when Louise was young. Tanner, who has limited but not really pleasant experience, tells Louise no. Pity, Louise says. The good news is they get better with age. Some of them, anyway. Not the good-looking ones, of course. Steer clear of them. Tanner agrees, saying because they're jerks. Louise answers no. Well, yes, sometimes. But they're also terrible lovers. They don't have to work for it. Fair to average-looking men are perfect. They're like golden doodles. You know, eager to please, grateful for the attention. They slobber a bit. I have to say, this was one of the many passages in the novel that made me laugh out loud. When the FBI gets involved and starts chasing the pair, the suspense heats up even more than Louise's libido. There are twists and turns and surprises galore in this fun, funny novel, and I highly, highly recommend it. Colleen Oakley is a new author for me, but I will definitely check out more of her work, which, after searching, I found out includes The Invisible Husband of Frick Island, You Were There Too, Before I Go, and Close Enough to Touch. Again, the author's name is Colleen Oakley. Now, for a reminder that the Friends of the Person County Library Spring Book Sale is this week. The Friends support programming at the library, like children's reading programs and tons of other things that enhance the offerings there. If you're not already a member, please stop by the library and join the Friends. It's just $15 a year for an individual. You can join during the sale as well. Being a member gives you early access to the two Friends book sales each year, excuse me, in spring and in fall. This year's spring sale begins this Thursday, April 27th, for Friends members only. But again, you can join at the door. The sale will be open to the public on Friday, April 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. and Saturday, April 28th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Please stop by and stock up on ridiculously cheap reading. Also this year, we're offering bags of books. Purchase a bag and fill it up all for one price. Thank you in advance for supporting the library and the Friends of the Library. Also, thank you for listening to the show, and happy reading.